This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, this bustling holiday season, get Factor and get nutritious, convenient meals to keep you energized on jam-packed days. No wonder it's America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service. Get 50% off with code BANTER50 at factormeals.com/banter50. That's 50% off with code BANTER50 at factormeals.com/banter50. Now on to the show.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Yeah. You missed it?
I miss it.
Oh, you miss it.
I missed it.
I have a question about what you're saying.
Okay.
Do you miss Christmas? Okay, well, there's no need to miss it.
I miss it. It's been gone for so long.
But that means it's almost time for it to come back.
Does it feel like Christmas to you and Mike right now?
No. Kind of.
Christmas is like literally on Monday or something.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Best Monday ever.
Bonkers?
That's the best thing that ever happened on Monday. Christmas. I like how Thanksgiving is always on like the third Thursday of the month or last Thursday of the month or whatever.
Yeah.
And Christmas is on a date because it's a birth date.
Oh,
we can't be born on the last Thursday of every
I know. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Thanks what even joining. Is Thursday? Who was like, yeah, that's what this day is.
Thursday is Friday Junior.
What if we called today Thursday? Just throwing it out there. Like that was when they were coming up with what to call these.
How do they name the dates?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a perfectly logical answer for all this.
Well, yeah, Monday is like the day after Christ's penis, the foreskin was chopped. In Latin, it means Jesus' foreskin chopped off day.
That's what Mon means?
That's what's called Monday.
M-O-N means all that stuff.
Yeah.
Whenever you see M-O-N.
Siri, why are month names?
Dude, that's how you know people are always trying to get like to turn off Siri.
Yeah,
that's how you get Siri to turn you off.
You're like, I'm done. We're done here.
You ask her shit like that.
Okay. Well, let's see. Where do the names of the months come from? Our lives. Hang on, let's pull it. I need some music for this. I need something. I need some night. Something needs to feel right here.
Nothing has felt right so far. Ever since we started this fucking show, nothing has felt right.
All right, let's make something feel right.
Who do we talk to about that?
Let's try this.
Is there a department? The department of making things right?
Please be an ad. Please be an ad. Please be. No ad this time. Good afternoon. Today we'll be learning something very important about our lives. Today we're learning something very important. Where do the names of our
emotional
months come from? Where do the name of our months come from? Devin! Wake up, buddy!
Is he it?
Uh-oh. Oh, we're going into space. Oh! Wow! 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 Oh, it's coming back! Oh, oh no!
Dude, this is like the
Pope Gregory the 13th.
Never mind. That's on me, dude. That's on me.
Our lives run on Roman time. Did you know that?
No, what?
Birthdays, wedding anniversaries, and public holidays are regulated by Please don't write that down. Pope Gregory the 13th's Gregorian calendar, which in itself is a modification of Julius Caesar's calendar, introduced in 45 BC. The names of our months are therefore derived from the Roman gods, leaders, festivals, and numbers. If you've ever wondered why our 12-month year ends with September, October, November, and December, names which mean the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th months, you can blame the Romans. The Romans! Why we gotta play Roman games?
When was the last time somebody changed the calendar?
Let's find out. Has the calendar ever changed?
Like, why don't they change it? Why didn't the calendar change at the end of 9/11? Why didn't the calendar change when Madonna kissed Britney Spears on the lips at the VMAs? Why didn't the calendar change when my grandma passed on? I'll tell you this right now, Julius Caesar's calendar didn't go through the pandemic, didn't go through 2020. It's like an AI beach. Chat BBB, make a beach.
The Julian calendar was replaced by the Gregorian calendar, changing the formula for calculating leap years. The beginning of the legal new year was moved from March 25th to January 1st. Finally, 11 days were dropped from the month of September in 1752.
How many days?
11 days.
Were dropped from what month?
September.
Yo, right now, somebody's shutting this off. You're like, not this one. No, I can't do this
one today.
And then
someone else is like, oh, fuck yeah, this one.
Yes, yes, one like this. I'm going to save this for tonight.
When I'm going to bed.
Dude, I have a playlist like this, and they say don't listen to it while you're driving.
Yeah. Because you know you'll fall the fuck asleep or something?
Yeah, it's like it has certain tones in it that makes your brain fall asleep.
It's and beautiful. We just played it for 2 hours.
Also, my our Zoya's business partner, Jamie, our good family friend, was talking to me about naps. You take naps?
I do, yeah.
Do you like naps?
I love a nap.
Are you good at it?
Not really.
I've never taken a nap.
You've in never your whole life?
Have you? But you've heard of
it. I've heard of it.
You've heard of naps. So she
you've
was
never
like...
taken a nap?
Only when I'm sick.
Well, that's taking a nap, isn't it?
You did walk that back immediately after you said
I've
that.
I've never taken
like a
nap.
Forced nap.
A forced what?
Nap.
Yeah. Okay. So she said there is a track on Spotify that you could play that's like it guides you through a perfect 30-minute nap.
Whoa, what?
And it works. And it brings you to sleep and then it wakes you up.
Can this be shared?
I mean, not right now. Why? Because probably somebody else has
the rights
to it.
But you can share it later.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Share.
Just
can
go on
share
Spotify
it with
and
us.
Say like 30-minute nap.
Nap.
Got
Jack,
it.
30-minute no, forced nap.
30-minute forced nap because you're sick. Cough, cough. Spell it right.
And at the end of the 30 minutes, does it go, hey?
Kind of. It goes, wake up. Wake up. And it's
wake
like,
up.
But it's
it
like
gets louder.
Birds. It's like birds. It's like pleasant. It brings you pleasantly in
a wow, I want to try it.
Yeah, because I was running on fumes last week, and I did it one day, and I was surprised at its effectiveness.
I think this is the future, Mike. I think the future is a place. In fact,
on
I
Earth.
Have a, I have sounds from the future.
Future's a place on Earth.
I think the future will feature, because what we've talked about. We've talked about whoa, the ship is flying over E.T.'s planet. And E.T. Oh, look, E.T. sees it. Yeah. And he's pointing at it. E.T.'s pointing at this rocket ship that's flying overhead.
Oh, whoa.
Uh-oh. Oh, the ship is coming to E.T.'s planet. Uh-oh. The ship is landing on E.T. Oh, the ship landed on E.T.
These are how the first... That's how Star Wars was made.
That is how Star Wars... That's the beginning of Star Wars.
I spent
well,
so much
talked
on my
about,
mind.
We've talked about how... We've talked about lucid... We've talked about lucid dreaming. On this show.
Eon Flux premiered on Lucid Dream.
That's right. And lucid dreaming is something that, you know, we can all do. We can all go into a dream world where we create our own universe, our own characters, cast of characters, scenarios. A lot of people use lucid dreaming to kind of like overcome fears.
Now, a lot of people are going to hear that and say, but Steve, I can't control my dreams. I can't do it.
Yeah, and I used to be able to in a very small way. Like I could fly around my neighborhood.
Any dream scenario you could fly?
Well, I didn't have that great of a control over it. And I didn't really know what I was doing.
We couldn't have practiced.
Some of the crystal folks would say that was astral projecting or something, but really it was just me knowing what my neighborhood looks like and dreaming about it, and then I'm flying around in it.
And the crystals that you had up your ass had nothing to do with that?
No, they did not. I'll tell you that much. They can't be charged by the moon if they're in my ass.
Anytime you say something like that, you're going to get a lot of support from the crowd.
But I used to be able to, like, you know, fly around my neighborhood or whatever, and but that was about as much control as I had over my dream.
Yeah.
But I lost the ability to do it. I'm sure it has something to do with all sorts of different factors, sleeps scheduled, probably drugs. Marijuana has a lot to do with the what happens, probably the fact that I don't really dream much.
Sure. Have you thought about take a little break and
absolutely
then you sleep deep?
Absolutely, I have.
Have you heard the thing about how you're
excuse
not
me,
supposed
let them
to
pause for me for a second? Please. They're applauding because I thought about not smoking so much weed before.
That's the bravery clap.
Thank you.
Back on the beach. Have you heard that you're not supposed to ask the time in your dreams?
Yeah, because it's all like wonky and
or
shit.
Like look at a clock.
Or look at your hands. I hear if you look at your hands, it's all like weird.
Really?
Which is interesting because, you know, we talk about AI. And a lot of the AI, like, motion stuff I've seen looks like dreams to me. Like, dreams look all weird sometimes. Like,
there's AI going on in your brain.
Yeah. Like, it almost feels like when we see AI animating things or creating images, it's like we're seeing a brain that's, like, trying to dream.
What if...
It's like what, a digital brain.
What if we're all just typing these prompts into some person who's
giant
sleeping?
Whoa.
And we're giving this... we're the dream factory.
What if we're creating the first AI child? And we're feeding it information.
Dude, some of the stuff you can tell by the flow of the conversation that the instinct is like, whatever this next thing is, don't laugh.
That's too much pressure.
You know how you could tell, like, relative good timing from telling jokes for a long time?
Absolutely.
Like, whatever is the next thing is the one too many things.
Yeah.
Don't laugh at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And we're already in the giggle zone.
And then you think about it for a second, and you're like, wait a minute. I'm not cutting it off just because.
But, you know, I was thinking about, like, because what was the thing that brought us to the calendar, and then we started talking about how technology...
You said, why is Monday that?
Yeah.
Why isn't...
Yeah, but
why
then
do they call
yeah,
today
but that
Thursday?
Was, like, the very begrinning.
Stoners try to figure out what they were just talking about. .com.
Like, why did we start the music? Because we were learning about the calendar.
Yeah.
We got to a point where there was, like... dreams. We talked about dreams before we started talking about the
AI.
Lucid dreaming stuff.
AI? Before lucid dreaming stuff.
Like just before.
We're talking about
you're
time.
Talking about the future.
The future, yeah.
You're talking about the future.
But why? Where did we come from?
Mike said something
yeah
and then you said
yeah
the future.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
what
where
was
it? Was.
What was it? What did Mike say? Because that shot me off
God
into this lucid dream.
Talking about weed and I said, did you ever take a
before
break?
Before that.
Before.
Yeah, Kevin's got it. He's got a he's grabbing it. He's got a hold of it. It was before all of that.
We should hire one more person whose brain works fine.
It was normal. Yeah, his brain isn't broken.
Well, dude, what's so funny is the answers exist.
Right here. Right here.
It was like what I was going to say was using technology to harness this certain thing.
You're talking about a calendar.
Were you talking about?
Yeah, what technology?
If we have a calendar, we can harness time.
No.
We lost it. And the thing is it's right here.
Everyone listening to this
is right here. Yeah, most people. Because some people tune it out. They might be here with us going like, yeah, what did they fucking say?
Yeah.
And they rewound it or whatever.
That's what this fucking music is making us do. This music has put half of our brains to sleep.
It's pulling us into the void. Look, Kevin's eyes are closed.
This is our first live show from the void, I think.
Oh, it's leaving. Shh.
You remember immediately.
Shh, pass through. Hang on, let it pass. Shh. Oh, shit, it saw us. Put it down.
Dude, what if there was like a terrifying spaceship from like It, but it made that?
Was it the 30-minute nap?
30-minute nap. Yes! This is the future.
Yes! Now we're back!
What was it?
So, we were talking about... Thank you, Kevin. Yes, you were talking about that Spotify thing that helps you with the perfect 30-minute nap. I was saying... We'll in the future we'll have the technology to like we'll just put a thing on and it'll be like push 30-minute nap button and then you just do this and then it just does that.
Yeah.
And then there's the one where you're like at night, you're like, I need to
40-minute nap.
I need to figure out tomorrow I have this big speech I gotta say in front of the whole board. I'm presenting to the board. And I wanna have like everything I'm saying like perfect. So I wanna have a lucid dream, beep, boop, boop, listen up, about me figuring out this presentation I gotta do.
That could be a VR thing, though, right? That's where
But I'm saying you'd rather do it when you're asleep.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, I'm gonna rest, but my brain's gonna dream about, like, what I'm gonna do. And then in the morning, I'm gonna wake up and be like, oh, okay. So now I know what not to do and what to do. You know, I went through all the scenarios. And a dream can feel like an eternity. Show ends before the ads.
I think... That would be nice for the convenience of it, but I think our brains need rest. I think that's why brains deteriorate, is that we're always trying to do something.
Totally agree, but I don't think that dreaming affects your rest, does it?
Isn't it all just like stuff firing off?
Yeah.
But like...
We know a lot about brain chemistry.
I think
we
dream every night, even if we don't remember it.
I think it depends on the dream. Because you've had some bad dreams that you're like, I fucking slept bad because of that.
That's true, but like, I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's like the only way it can really affect your sleep, is if it was like a bad dream or something. But a bad dream can also be like something physical happening to you or a stress that like, huh.
Like what?
Well...
Name something that could happen to you bad in a bad dream.
Well, maybe when you're in danger and you're trying to run away from the cops.
Dude, talking about nightmares with Christmas carols in the background?
One time I had a dream where I was running away from the cops.
Everyone's gay?
Not in my dream.
In 2024. That's what everybody wants.
They might be singing a happy song, but they're not doing gay shit.
A lot of gay about Christmas.
This is Christmas, Mike. This is the Christmas episode. For real. Oh. Christmas is next. Christmas is next up on the show. But we got Christmas is on Monday.
Yeah.
You got all your presents?
I think so.
Done?
I didn't get too much this year.
Speaking of... we should have talked about this at the top of the show. What are we, 40 minutes in?
23.
I got some important dates coming up.
But Mike and I went out into the world and went to a wonderful convention that we've spoken about on the show called DCon.
DCon, Designer Con.
Designer Con. And it's a showcase of artists' work that are handmade, a lot of handmade stuff, a lot of, just artists making art, and it's really a wonderful spectacle of art. That's what it is. It's art. It's a spectacle of art.
I don't think it's a tough thing to comprehend. It's a convention that designers go to.
Yes.
So you can imagine the kind of stuff that's there, and you got it.
Yeah, you figured it out. This year they sold out because Sheen was there.
What is that?
It's a makeup thing.
Really?
Big makeup brand.
Where they rip off a bunch of shit, right? Sheen? The S-H-E-I-N?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a horrible company. Because they steal artists' artwork.
Are they the people who stole the dumpster fire?
It's possible. They're known for stealing shit.
So they were there. Well, good artists steal and bad artists steal. Don't get... some are better than others.
Yeah.
And stealing is wrong. And two wrongs don't make a right. So think about that. Stevie check out?
This one?
This what one? Are you... Yeah. What are we thinking about
I guess
now?
That's the one. Anyway.
Is it like Mr. Brainwash?
We had a great time over there at D-Con. Uh-huh. And Mike and I decided that we wanted to make a fun Patreon video about us going to D-Con, doing it like vlog style, with the goal to find a perfect Christmas gift for each other.
Yes.
Under $50 or whatever. Not that that really mattered. But
did
that
we
was
make, like, that's something you say before it starts.
We threw it in the text thread a few days before.
You missed it.
You must have missed it. But yeah, I was like, $50 limit or whatever, because that makes it kind of a little harder to find something, I
sure,
think.
Sure, yeah.
And but it's all full of shit that we all love, and so we went on our own little journeys, because I went Saturday and Mike went Sunday.
Yeah.
To find,
and we know because of the Romans, those are two different days.
That's because of the Romans. Yeah. Thank you, Romans.
If Julius Caesar never existed, we would not know when D-Con was.
Right. It would have just passed. I mean, we would have been like, shit.
We'd have one less.
When was it? Someday.
I went someday.
It was 4 days ago. In 5 days, there's something going on. We got to get there. So anyway, we each made a video kind of like walking around D-Con looking for a thing. And then we have no idea what we got each other.
Yes, but we did get each other something.
We did. And Kevin edited a video together that has a, like, it ends on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Like, what did we get each other? And we still don't know. So on this special Christmas episode of Dynamic Banter, we are going to open each other's gifts that we got for each other in that video.
Yes!
Yeah! Kevin put it together.
Dude, that was like listening to someone work out different descriptions for this that you write underneath the info that you do under. Do you know what I'm talking about?
So we're gonna do that at the end of the show, but that, you know, but that's Mike, I'm trying so hard.
I don't know why that affected
me. I'm trying so hard to promote our Patreon.
Yeah.
With a video that we put together. So you do it. You do it your way, and let's see how it turns out.
We went to D-Con. We got Christmas presents for each other. If you want to see that journey, check it out on our Patreon. Kevin did a great job putting it together.
But you got to add a little finesse to it, because it's a promotional thing. You can't just be like, hey, we made a thing. Go check it out. Hey, now we're moving on.
I don't sound like that.
We want people to check out this video we put a lot of work into.
Uh-huh.
And it's on the Patreon.
Yes.
And the end of it will be added to it after we give each other the gifts today. But I thought it was a lot of fun. We went out into the world to find a gift for each other at a place where it would be really hard to find something, but it's like the perfect place to find something.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think it's kind of a big deal, because like, I haven't made a fucking vlog in like ever.
Yeah. I think it's a big deal. I don't think we're getting hung up on whether or not it's a big, nice deal to watch the video. That wasn't where my hang-up was.
No, I'm just trying to promote it in a way that's, like, explaining what it is, because it's kind of fun. We both made, like, a vlog.
Yeah.
There's more info in it than just being like, hey, we went to D-Con, we filmed a thing, we got some gifts, we're going to open it on the show.
Yeah.
Like, there's more to it. Like, I haven't made a vlog in, like, fucking, like, years.
Yeah, so there's a little plot line.
Yeah, going. Yeah. There's exciting things about it that I would like to talk about. Like the fact that I haven't done a vlog in like forever, and I was kind of making a vlog. Kevin, did you watch the footage?
Yeah, you got a lot of footage.
I got a lot of stuff. I went all into it. I filmed like the fountain. I did like weird artsy things.
Yeah.
I sent Kevin two videos. I said, here we are at D-Con. That's what I'm getting.
But I went all into it. And yeah, I think it's a fun... I'm hopefully I'll be proud of it. Kevin will have it in editing and fix it up and make it look fun and nice.
I hope he better be proud of this at the end of it. Yeah. Or else it's your ass.
If I'm not proud of it, I'm going to be pissed. Because I had like 7 ideas, and this is the one you guys wanted to do.
That's true.
So there's a lot of pressure here.
There's no pressure, dude.
Anyway, but Mike and I are making cool shit on the Patreon, and like doing that is really cool because it's been so long. And was it weird to make like kind of a vlog thing for you, Mike?
It was a little unnatural.
Yeah.
Because I don't like filming stuff in public. And then I came back here and I did kind of like a haul video of what I got you and why I got you that stuff. And yeah. That part was really enjoyable. Being out, like I want so badly to be in the moment. That's why I don't film in public all that much. Mm-hmm. I want to be in the moment and I want to experience the moment and then think about how that made me feel or whatever. And then tell that story later on rather right. than like... You know, I don't want to miss out on stuff because I'm always looking at it through something else.
Yes, definitely. I mean, and like even being like, let's make some content at DCon felt to me like, well, I'd much rather just attend it, you know? But we wanted to make something for the holidays for the patrons.
And yeah, yeah,
we were
yeah.
like, this is the perfect thing. I mean,
yeah,
doing like a gift exchange kind of thing is always fun. Ooh, would you get them? What's the gift? Is it fun?
Fine, fine, fine. What was your guys' experience with DCon this year? Was it better, worse?
Well, to me, it's like it doesn't really change. It is exactly like the same, pretty much. Like you see the same amount of art every mm-hmm. year. It doesn't feel like it's getting bigger or different.
Yeah.
It's like you can just expect to kind of be in a place for like a few hours or more. And you've gotten the gist of it, pretty yeah. much.
I was with Zoya and Heather came down. And so I was super conscious of... Like, there might be a year where I go by myself.
Yeah, dude.
Because I go slow and I'm weird with it. And the whole time... They both said that they were having a good time the whole time. But literally in the back of my mind was like, I'm holding these people up. Yeah. They must be hungry. They must be sick yeah. of walking around. And yeah. I'm just like trying to look at stuff. I'll also say that... I love being surrounded by the art, even if I'm not into it. I love listening to the artists like talk about why they did stuff. It's fucking awesome. But there was more stuff that I felt like I liked last year.
Yeah.
Like more stuff that I felt connected to. I felt connected to less stuff this year. First year I went and I was like, fuck, this yeah. whole place is insane.
I feel similarly.
Mm.
Like, I love it, and I'll go whenever it's here. Like, it's going to Vegas next year, which is kind of sad. But, yeah. You know, I love Vegas. Maybe I'll go check out what the Vegas version is like.
I haven't been to Vegas in some time.
It's good, fun, gross time out there.
First time I ever did edibles was on the way to Vegas. My first time there.
And they kicked in on the way, or they yeah. kicked in when you got there?
And I laughed so hard in that fucking car, and then I don't remember anything for 3 days.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens.
Yeah. You go there and then you lay your outfits out and you're like, I'm going to wear that tonight.
Yeah.
And then you walk around in that outfit.
And then the next day you're like, I guess I'll put on this one now.
Yeah. And then the whole day is gone.
But you pick that outfit out at least.
Yeah. I had a really good trip to Vegas once with Elliot.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. We went to like old Vegas and we just like hung out and gambled. Dude. And we were just playing like craps or whatever we could like sit at for a long time. Yeah. And it was nice. Just a nice time.
Elliot loves Vegas. He gets so fucking excited
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
I think it's because, you know, like, ooh, it's kind of exciting. You know, you're away from home and you're going to drop some money on something and maybe get a little money back. Yeah. You know? There's always the chance you could win big.
You could wear a new outfit.
You can wear that same outfit.
You can wear an outfit and sit at a table and think that everybody else at that table thinks that that's how you are. What?
Kevin, so I was just checking where we are in the time on the show,
uh-huh.
and I look over at Kevin, and he's like, absolutely, which means it's time for the ads! Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Now's the time for the ads, which means we talk about some other companies that have thrown their support behind the show in hopes that we do a good job talking about them.
Guys, I want to thank HeadGum. I want to thank everyone involved in the show. The whole gang. Leah killing it on the video side of things. Kevin killing it production-wise, editing-wise, behind the scenes-wise. Josh.
Yes, you got it.
Killing it on the socials. We're out here, dude. This is a powerhouse. Yeah, and dude, we're planning big, big, big things in the future. And Mike, I figured since we're in the ad section, before we get into the ads, you want to do your plugs real quick and
sure,
tell people where they can find you?
When does this come out? What's the date?
Tamari.
Okay. On the 29th, just in case you get a headset for Christmas, Surrounded Season 2 premieres in the Meta Horizon Worlds. So, if you're anywhere in the LA area, we're going to have a little release party in the lab of the Hollywood Improv from on that day, the 29th. I think it's a Friday night from 9:45 on. Just come and hang out. Free party in the lab. RSVP on improv.com. On the 31st, which is New Year's Eve, come spend New Year's Eve with me and my stand-up friends in the belly room of the world-famous Comedy Store, 10:45 until midnight. The show is called Try to Stay Awake with Us. I dare you. On the 2nd of February, that's the next Surrounded show at the in the Improv Lab. Tickets for that are available on MikeFalzone.com and theimprov.com, 7 and 9:45. And then on the 7th of May is Surrounded in the Bourbon Room as part of the Netflix is a Joke comedy special festival. And you could get tickets for that right now. I think that's it. Merry Christmas.
Hell yeah, dog. Merry Christmas, everybody. Kevin, we're just going to have to remember to do that.
I'm emailing her right now.
Okay. But it seems like that's what it is. So we might have to just do it at the end of the show. Yeah.
Yeah. So we only got one to read right now.
Yeah, baby. And from one that we trust and love very much, Squarespace.
Love Squarespace.
Shout
trust
out
and
to
love.
Squarespace. That's right. Absolutely. MikeFalzone.com is a Squarespace website. And if you want to see the professionalism, the artistry, the wondrous ease of access, if you want to see what you can do with a Squarespace website, check it out. But for you, it's like, hey, maybe I want to start a website. Maybe I want to showcase some of my artistry, invite people to some kind of fun event, plan some kind of thing, have a memorial for a family member, or maybe you could gift someone.
You can give someone a memorial website.
You could give someone a memorial website. This is for you to handle now.
This is what I would do if you die. Check it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Drag and drop.
And guys, Squarespace is an all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Yeah, the bottom line is, especially if you're an artsy person, if you have your own business at all, you're going to need your own spot on the internet that's not connected to some social media website that's owned by somebody else where all of your entire presence can go away right away.
That's
you need
right.
Some kind of hub that belongs to you, that's your address on the internet that you could take ownership of, make it look however you want using these award-winning templates, and they're always there to help you out.
That's right, and you don't want to be overwhelmed when you think about making a website, and Squarespace makes it super easy to have your own shop, links to other stuff, videos, images, whatever you want. The options are there and it's easy peasy to do. So, check out squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com for the free trial, and when you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Got a doctor's visit.
Have a doctor's visit. Also, if you'd like to text us about any kind of live things that are going on, you'll be put onto a text list, which we do not abuse in any way, shape, or form. We seldom do we text, but if you want to be super in the know, 818-722-8682, and you'll get plugged into updates about Surrounded or stand-up shows, and or both.
FUPA.
FUPA is right. Steve, are there any Christmas movies that you've been holding off watching that you try not that you try to save for Christmas?
Oh yeah, Gremlins is one of them.
Gremlins is a Christmas movie?
Yeah. It takes place during Christmas. It's a Christmas attack on Kingston Falls.
Okay.
A small town in the middle of anywhere USA.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a big Christmas movie. I was like, That like kicks off Christmas for me.
Nice.
Like, and it's one of those movies that's like totally feels like a Christmas movie to me. And as soon as it starts, it's like there's snow and it plays that Darlene Love song. Mm-hmm. Christmas is not going down. Christmas.
I don't think I've seen Gremlins in years and years. Oh, I have to rewatch. When does Christmas kick off for you?
Well, I guess I wait till December 1st fully. Although I know people are like, Black Friday is already, the Christmas tree's up.
So you've already watched it?
I've watched it, yeah.
Oh, I was saying, is there anything you save?
Oh. Well, I usually, like, I won't watch it all year. Like, I'll save it
right
during the year. But
yeah. Anything that's still in the chamber.
Yeah, I think Home Alone is one of those movies that I haven't watched in a minute.
Yeah.
And is like a perfect little holiday, gloomy, cold night movie.
Yeah.
With the fireplace on or the heater or what have you. He knows.
Kevin's been near a fireplace and heater. Look at him. He's charred up.
What about you?
Kevin
you,
looks like you, he's been in a fire. Look at
do you, Kevin looks like he's been near a fire. Kevin knows what fire is.
I haven't watched Home Alone 2 yet. What? And I haven't watched the Muppets Family Christmas yet.
Ooh.
Muppets Family Christmas is like New Year's Eve.
That's
movie, or Christmas Eve.
Oh, movie. Really? Damn. To me, it's anything goes between December 1st and the 25th.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, it's usually, like, Gremlins or Muppet Family Christmas with a side of Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas,
which
I love quite a bit.
Yeah.
But those movies, yeah, can go anytime between December 1st and the 25th.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Dude, I know. It's Christmas. What are you going to do? You know?
Are you asking me my plans?
Yeah.
I am. What are you going to do?
Do you
wondering.
Have big Christmas plans, Mike?
Me and Zoe are going to San Luis Obispo.
God damn, it's his dream.
God damn it. And that's what he's been hoping for.
He's right. Kevin nailed it. I love that place. I'm going to bring my camera. I'm going to have a sleepy coastal Christmas.
I'm going to bring my kids.
I'm going to drop them off. I'm going to drive away fast.
I'm bringing my kids this time.
Where I'm leaving Zoe here, I'm going to visit my other family.
That's right. I forget about them sometimes.
You think you have what it takes to start another, a different secret family?
If anyone could do it, it would be you.
Thank you, dude.
I think you could make it work. I would fall apart at the seams.
Huh. Could I hand, dude? I'm talking about like a wife in a house with kids
that demand,
no one knows about.
That demand your time,
but you still have a podcast that like 50,000 people listen to.
Yeah, and a whole other wife and everything,
and no one knows about it. Does she know about other life with the podcast?
It's so complicated,
or she's not really into.
It would drive me crazy. I don't think I could even do it for a day,
dude. You have that other wife and family for 15 years, and then your kid. You get your kid an iPhone for Christmas, yeah. And he's like, oh, now I can listen to podcasts.
Uh-oh.
And you're like,
I never heard you talk about mommy like that.
I didn't know you two-horn honk boy.
I didn't know you have another name. I didn't know mommy has another name. I couldn't do it. It's too much.
It actually
hurts my brain to think about it right now.
The logistics alone.
Too many logistics.
Dude, it was probably a lot easier to have a second family before the internet.
Right, because you could just disappear and be like, I was out with the boys.
Dude, you could go.
That was all you had to say.
Yeah, you can go to the grocery store and have a second family.
Yeah. You could be like, honey, I'm going out, and be gone for 3 days.
Right, and because that second family and that other wife lived an hour and a half away,
yeah,
no one would ever know about it.
And all you would do is to that wife say, honey, I'm going out, and then you could be gone for 3 days from that family.
You could take care of your kids for 3 days.
To be with this family for 3 days.
I'm going fishing.
And then at the end of that 3 days, yeah, honey, I'm going fishing. And then you go back over here. You could make it work.
What if the wife is doing the same thing so that she's...
Who's watching the kids?
Someone's got to watch the kids.
There's always one
parent. The wife is trapped. Let's be honest. Okay, so we're nearing the end of the show.
I think we got to do those
history. So I want to say, is it like there's a few options? Because we could jump into some history roads. It's been a minute. And then open the gifts and then say goodbye.
What's a better ending to the show?
How long do you think the presents will be?
But I think we could do presents now. And then we could do the dynamic banter title thing, and then that's the end of the show.
You're right, I forgot about that. And then next
week we'll do a bunch of like catch up on
end
history
of the road. Year history road.
How's that?
That sounds great. Sounds great.
All right, well then let's give each other some Christmas gifts today.
Get the music wrapped up,
guys. Open up the front door and let Santa in.
He doesn't want to come down the chimney. A lot of people don't talk about that.
No one's ever asked him where he would prefer.
You think Santa wants to come down the chimney?
No,
that's an insane thought.
No one
that he would prefer.
It.
Just leave your doors unlocked on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I got you this so you'd have no idea what's inside. I didn't want to give it away with the box. Steve, I was walking around DesignerCon.
Yes.
And one of our favorite designers was there. His name is John Cupcakes.
We love John Cupcakes.
And he was selling 3 exclusive t-shirts at the con.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, did you get yourself anything for DesignerCon?
Yes.
So we didn't double up. And you said, I got 2 out of the 3, but I didn't get the other one.
Yeah.
So with keeping that in mind, this could be anything.
I really hope it's the Johnny Cupcakes box, but it's not Johnny Cupcakes inside.
There's a bunch of drugs inside.
It's just weed.
It's just clean needles for your drugs. Speaking of clean needles, you had a great time in San Diego.
Well, there's a few things in here.
There's a few things in there.
The first is this, which I saw these, dude, and they're so rad.
Yeah.
Some artist made those popsicles you used to get from the ice cream man.
Yeah, his name is up
there. Into they had him last year too.
Andrew Heath.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend got one. My girlfriend got the Tony the Tiger.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is it Chubby Tony?
That's the one she wanted. Yeah, Chubby Tony.
What one do you want? So it's like a blind box vinyl toy that looks like a popsicle, and it's packaged like a frozen good, and it's one of however many fat mascot heads.
I would love the Ronald McDonald one.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
But if it's not that one, all the other ones are. They're all good.
If it's not that one, I hate it. The skull is very cool too.
The skull is awesome. Do you know what it is?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, that dude, thing. That's rad. It's the guy on the cover.
Which one? Oh, the nice.
The smiley guy with the skull.
So it's a classic smiley face, but you see his skull underneath. Neath his lips.
And look, it's got this little stand.
Love it.
And I love the bite taken out of it that has the, like,
yeah,
ice cream inside.
Yeah.
That's great, man. Thank you. That's so rad.
Glad you like it.
I do love that.
Just a nice thing to have in a corner that people look at your stuff and they're like, huh? Okay, so do you know about these?
So I've heard about these, but I don't know all about it. Will you tell me all about it?
So Johnny Cupcakes released cards with their great art. That's mine. And that's mine. Don't touch that one. And so instead of a pack of cards, I got you this one that it's from series 2. And there's all different variants of every card in the lineup. and they're of varying degrees of like scarcity.
Whoa.
So there's like a hologram card that's like one of 10 or 12, and whoa, then there's a regular one, and then there's a variant one that's like one of 1,000 or whatever. So that's a, like a pre-protected one card numbered
no
type
way.
Situation.
So it's like a, but it's a, but we don't know what it is.
You don't
it's
know what it is.
Wow, I'm really nervous to open this.
How cool is the packaging? The it's like a little dossier.
Like, I almost don't want to open it because it's so cool. But is it, it just literally peels up?
Just literally peels up, I believe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it does. Oh, wow.
Ooh, ASMR.
That's nice.
That's supposed to make me horn, corn, porn.
Oh, wow. And look at this. Oh, that's great.
So it opens up to like a little stove.
Oh, wow.
And then
look
which card
at that.
Oh, you got the Venom one. That's fucking tight.
Dude.
So you
that
got their,
is so fucking cool.
Their mascot dressed up like Venom.
That's awesome.
What does it say? What's the little title?
Symbiote Big Kid.
Yeah. Big, it used to be Fat Kid, and they changed it.
Someone got angry in the north.
Someone got upset.
Did it used to really say Fat Kid?
Yeah, they were like, Fat Kid was the original.
Damn, I wish it was still like that. And it says, limited edition collectible trading card, Symbiote Big Kid. 100 per design, classic, hologram. Oh, it tells you what's in the card. This is 19 of 100.
Tight.
That's
beautiful.
A really good number.
Yeah, there's one checked off, so what's the checked off one?
The checked off says classic, 100 per design.
Beautiful. And then you have that, protected for the rest of your
dude,
life.
Dude, that is so awesome. I love this.
Good, I'm glad.
That's really cool, and in a really great packaging.
Yeah.
And then there's like a checklist for all the rest of them.
Yeah.
Dude, what a brilliant thing. Nice work, Johnny.
Good job, Johnny. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Johnny.
Merry Christmas, Chun.
We're not done.
There's 8 more things in that box. Oh, there's a little card.
This is a Johnny Cupcakes card?
Yeah. And I think that's him. I think he drew him as a zombie.
I love that. You deserve a break. That's great.
I should have filled that out.
And then there's a t-shirt.
Yes. So you told me you did not get this t-shirt.
I did not get this t-shirt.
That blew my mind. Did you not like this
no,
t-shirt?
No, I just was like, oh, look at this.
Dude.
Isn't this great?
Yes.
So I didn't get it for 2 reasons. Number one, it feels,
I don't like it.
I hate it. Number one, it feels like more of a Christmas shirt, a holiday shirt.
Oh, sure.
Than any of the other ones.
What makes you say that?
Well, it's got like the blue kind of like maybe he's snow in a globe. Snow globe or something, but I know it's the moon.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. I could see that.
And like this kind of has a snowy kind of vibe to it. The blue and red and white kind of gives you a snowy Christmas Santa kind of thing.
But it's frosting. It's cupcake.
But it's frosting, and this is the moon. I mean, it's obviously. I mean, that's what
it is.
What
it is for audio.
But for the audio guys, it is a exclusive Decon only. You can only get it at Decon T-shirt with ET popping out of his little crate there with a cupcake on his head.
Yeah.
And it's so good. Dude.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love that.
Merry Christmas.
Marriage Christmas.
Marriage Christmas. Forever and always. Amen. Steve, you can't see it, but he's putting everything on eBay underneath the table.
I just wanted a good picture of all of it to post with.
He took a picture, he adjusted the light, and he took a picture of everything. All angles of it. Now
wow.
Everything is on.
Mike, I want you to know that
it's... Great rapping. Did you rap that?
I rapped it.
That's beautiful.
But I had to watch a video.
Okay,
because I don't really rap things. But it was really hard to find you something.
This is a perfect job. This is a perfect rap.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's a little bit of a mess in some places.
And I love the wrapping paper.
Thank you. I thought it was a cool... Let's see what the wrapping paper has to say.
This is an insane thing that you've given me. This is an insane thing. This is the original box for the original wrestling, WWF wrestling video game. Maybe the first wrestling video game ever by Acclaim in the original box. This is like one of the first video games I played.
No shit, ever. Really?
This is like the, maybe aside from Mario and Duck Hunt, this is like the third video game,
right? Because the system came with Mario and Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
But it must have been in the first batch there, huh?
It's,
that's,
dude,
tight.
It's like the most 80s picture of Hulk Hogan.
I know, look at that.
On the front. I've never seen the box for this game.
It's like it came from the toy store and yeah. You like have the brand new game.
This is the most insane shit, Steve. 1988, this came out. You've always dreamed of being Hulk Hogan or Randy Macho Man Savage. Everything has a little trademark. TM, TM. Or one of the other WWF superstars. And now, here's your chance. Challenge your opponents through a rough and tumble match featuring drop kicks, headlocks, body shrams,
dude.
And a whole arsenal of bone-crushing moves.
Can you punch a guy in that game?
You can go.
And it goes... yeah. Probably, right?
Yeah.
When was the last time you played this game? Can you play it on like other
Probably
things?
1991.
No way.
Dude, really, truly insane.
This could start your journey of like getting a Nintendo. Dude, check it out. It's like everything's in there.
I can't believe it.
It's like it came from the toy store, pretty much.
Where did you find that?
It was a vintage toy booth. And it had, like, right? Like, how fucking...
It has the instruction manual? Should we just turn this into an instructional video?
Yeah, it's gotta be. Don't you feel like a kid?
I can't talk right now. You gotta tell everyone how to select their players. You press select.
They're waiting. They don't know how yet.
Dude, this is insane.
It's like... It literally came from the toy store.
To watch a match, press start.
Whoa, you could watch a match?
You could press start and actually watch the match.
Wait, there could be like a computer one you could watch?
How to enter your name. Yeah, because this whole thing was like you could create a tournament. There's like four guys. There's five guys. So you could create a tournament and then you could play some of the things and watch the other
what
ones.
The fuck? I didn't know that.
And you can create your own little storyline. If you're an only child, you could... Watch the matches,
yeah.
And do commentary.
And then you got your own WrestleMania going on.
Truly insane that this is beautiful. This will become a cherished part of my house, the collection that is my house.
Yeah, you could. There's all sorts of fun ways to display it. I've seen people like kind of put every piece into a like a shadow box,
like
kind of
they
situation.
Dismantle it.
Yeah,
I've seen
like,
that.
Like here's the box, here's the manual, here's the cartridge. Or
I
whatever.
Love that. I gotta think of something to honor it because it's beautiful and it's perfect. And
isn't
I love
it great,
it.
Dude? So it was like so that was like shining at me when I saw it in the booth, and then there was one other thing. And it was between that and the other thing. And I brought Matt Robb over. And I was like, which one of these things do you think he would want? And the other one was a Mr. T toy.
Yeah.
That was from like the new line of like
I know exactly
figures.
What you're talking about. But he's dressed like Hulk Hogan.
Exactly. And Matt said, I think Mike either has it or didn't really want to get that one.
And would have already sent him a picture if I got it.
Right. And so he was like that one for sure.
Dude,
and I was
truly
like,
insane.
Boom.
It's good condition too.
It is.
Like everything's readable.
Dude, it's like a little yellow. It's like perfectly yellowed and worn, but not like dilapidated in any way. I rented this from Blockbuster 1,000 times.
No way. Dude, this should start your journey into like getting a classic Nintendo.
Yeah.
And then like actually
I know exactly
playing
where to get
it.
One in the San Luis Obispo.
Dude, fuck yeah.
And I'm going to get one of those track pads so I could beat the shit out of the floor.
Dude, my brother did that and knocked the wind out of
me. Dude, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you a little story.
Okay.
And I don't want you to be mad.
Okay.
You have to promise me you won't be mad.
All right, I'm going
to. I know what this is.
Promise me you won't be mad?
Okay, I won't be mad.
So... I called you to see if you got anything for yourself.
Yeah.
And I knew that because of the way you teed it up, maybe you'd want that shirt, but maybe you wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything better than being surprised at Christmas.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Especially if you're like a little kid.
Yeah.
And you are separated by being a little kid only by time.
Yeah.
Everything about you is a little kid. So I really wanted to do something to like surprise the fuck out of you for Christmas.
Okay.
And I want you to know that.
Okay. I love
it. Thank you.
Thank you, man. You did. That was it. You surprised me.
I forgot to say surprise.
You surprised me.
I got you something else.
What do you mean?
I think he got this before we even had this video idea planned. You texted me about it.
I want you to have this. I want you to know that I appreciate you very much. And I hope that you get a lot of enjoyment out of this. And that's it.
We did a double up?
I did a double up.
You broke the rules.
It was so far before Christmas that it didn't feel like part of the experience.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Also, rules are meant to... You can break rules if you want. You can go to prison.
Dude, no way. Shut the fuck up. No fucking way. Are you fucking serious?
Also, I lied to you. You could tell the world I lied to you.
No fucking way.
I just want to see you make that face.
This is bonkers, dude. What the fuck? Are you serious?
We've had a podcast for 8 years. And a lot of good has come to my life because of this podcast. And you bring a lot of joy into my life. And I only see you getting better with these like dumb fucking things.
Yeah, the toys.
But they're so small. And I think that your creativity shouldn't be locked in this tiny thing all the time.
Dude, Mike, I need to hug you, man.
We can hug.
I want to hug you. Dude, that's an incredible gift.
Dude, I lied to you. Dude. I called Haley.
You piece of shit! Okay, I know what you're talking about, I think. What did you say to Haley?
I said, I want to get this thing for Steve. I don't know if it's anywhere on your radar, but don't get it. And she goes, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is, and you're good.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, okay. So this is an incredible fucking gift. Like, you're insane, Mike. What a beautiful thing. So Teenage Engineering made a sequencer that is essentially like the big brother of the little toy I've been using on the show.
Yeah.
And it's like a big rad synthesizer, and it's like everyone is like going nuts over it. And all in the music like toy sequencer community, everyone's like, this is the fucking coolest thing ever.
Uh-huh.
And when it dropped, I sent it to Mike like right away. I was like, Mike, look at this fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, this looks so fucking rad. Like, I gotta get this shit. And Mike was like, holy shit. And then I was like reading all these people going like, holy shit, this is like incredible. And then Mike goes, I heard it's shitty, don't get it. I heard from music friends that it sucks. Yeah, don't get it.
My musician friends said it fucking sucks. It's not ready.
And you're like, forget about it. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, maybe it sucks.
Yeah.
Dude, you fucking tricked me.
Yeah, dude. Yes, I did.
This is going to be an insane thing.
So there's a little pull tab you pull off before you could slide it out.
This guy right here?
Yeah. It's a nice little experience opening it up.
Dude, these... Oh, man. Oh,
that's a good sound.
Man.
That's a good sound.
Oh, dude, no one's going to see me again.
That's what this did.
I'm going to disappear into the digital realm.
This ended the podcast?
Yeah. This is it. You killed the show, Mike.
Sorry, bud.
Oh, look at this thing.
Holy shit.
So it's... Steve is fully in it. So it has like little, it has like, what, like 12 programmable little pads?
Yeah.
Just like that little thing, and a little bit more probably control over what you could do with them. And I think you could record stuff into it easier.
Yeah, like it allows you to sequence through the microphone.
Yeah, and I just think the sounds that come out of it will
sound.
I'm excited to hear what you do with it.
Dude, this is an insane gift. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
what
dude.
What the fuck?
You're welcome.
Holy shit.
I've been thinking a lot about how much like... You know, what? It's not like a sad thing, but surprises kind of go away when you're a grown up. But you're still very much a little kid.
Dude.
So I was like, little kid's supposed to be surprised on Christmas.
Dude, this is the biggest Christmas surprise. Because I've already done Christmas with my family.
Yeah.
We did a little mini thing because they're going to be in Vegas.
They're going to be in Vegas?
They're going to be in Vegas, yeah. That's where my sister-in-law's family is.
Oh, tight.
And so they're doing like a Christmas thing over there. But so we did our mini Christmas, and it was like great, and it was wonderful. I loved everything I got, but mm-hmm. holy shit.
Yeah.
Like nothing punched me in the face like that. Like that was like, and it is like a box. It's fucking,
yes.
What's his name on the front?
Dude, this also punched me in the face. For this to be this complete
yeah.
and intact
yeah.
is a truly like, you know, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or whatever, but I've been having like weird emotional nostalgia
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
And this is the most that, like even this photo of Hulk Hogan is like the most I'm looking at this and I'm 5 years old.
Dude, type thing. Hell yeah.
So it's really perfect.
We did it. This Christmas. We did it, man.
We won Christmas, everyone.
What a wonderful end to that video we made.
Dude, and also not to make this a competition, but if you find yourself really kind of looking back on the things that you bought for the people that you love, and they're not as good as ours, you should bring them back to the store.
Yeah.
We won Christmas and you fucked up.
You blew it. You didn't do anything as cool as this, dude. Damn, that's bonkers, Mike. What a gift.
Dude, same.
You've gifted like endless future weird music.
Yeah. Dude, fast forward 3 months.
Yeah. I'm going to watch like YouTube tutorials. Like I'm going to see how to like really fucking use that thing.
Nice.
Dude, fuck yeah, man. Well, yeah. Wonderful.
What a time. No!
Okay, I didn't want Kevin to feel left out.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, I want you to know.
You're fired.
That you're fired.
So you'll never feel left out again.
I got you a little something that was truly in the things that either I got by accident.
Love it.
Or were sitting in a these could be gifted to people pile. But I wanted you to have just a little something. This is from both Mike and myself.
It was in our waiting to be gifted.
It was. So first of all, what do you got there? Can you describe what this is?
Wait, this is a beanie, a Heinz ketchup beanie.
Correct.
With Heinz ketchup.
Mittens.
Mittens.
They're mittens.
Little tiny mittens.
Okay, little. Do they fit well?
And those will keep you safe on set.
Honestly, I will wear these.
You should.
Dude, I haven't seen mittens like that.
I know. What mittens are
like the thinnest.
The Christmas spirit.
It's purely Chris. It is a Christmas.
Dude, we gotta take pictures of Kevin outside, like holding a latte with both
yes.
hands.
Yes, dude. Get one of your nice cameras out there. It's logo.
Come like in front of one of these cameras, Kevin. They gotta see it.
You're like a walking billboard.
I'll wear this when we end.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from everyone at Dynamic Banter and Heinz.
And
longtime
Heinz.
Sponsor Heinz.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one more thing in there.
Oh.
I don't know anything about if it's.
It's a bottle of ketchup.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
This is better than Taco Bell.
That's a Del Taco gift card.
And he loves Del Taco.
And it might have been used already. Cool. Just so you know.
It was in the pile.
If it was used, I'll Venmo you $5.
It's time for a Del Taco ketchup Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. So let's end the show with a good old-fashioned DB or not DB.
DB?
Round. How about that? Dude, my mind is blown. Good. I need time to like really process what just happened.
We need time off for Christmas.
We need time off for Christmas. I'm not going to be seen for days because of that thing.
Good. I hope I didn't.
Damn.
It's not a detriment to your relationship.
Dude, I wanted to get it real bad.
And
you
did.
And was like,
you got
Mike
it.
Said it was shitty. So I forgot about it.
Thank you for trusting me, bud.
Whew. Yeah, well, you're my music friend.
Yeah,
so
and
like,
my music friend said it sucked.
Dude, and I'm like, my only Mike's music friend would know for sure. Mike's got a music friend that knows.
It could still suck.
What was this guy's name again?
Success equals false.
Just while Steve is looking at that, again, you could always text 818-722-8682 for information on live shows. The 29th, you're invited cordially to the Surrounded Season 2 release party at the Improv. on the 2nd of February. It's the next Surrounded, two shows at the Improv Lab, 7 to 9:45. On fucking May 7th, Surrounded in the Bourbon Room as part of the Netflix is a Joke comedy special. Line up for that. It's going to be humongous. And then New Year's Eve, come hang out with us in the Belly Room, 10:45. Tickets on comedystore.com. How are these cameras looking, Kevin? Is this the first episode with new cameras?
This, fuck, man. It's a good beanie on you.
You can only see the beanie.
Doesn't he look like the kid, one of the kids from A Christmas Story?
Yeah, like Flick's friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Who do we gotta get to play Flick's friend?
How about this skinny guy with big Bounderman hands?
He looks like he orders a skinny guy,
right?
With almond milk.
A large skinny guy.
I'll take a skinny guy.
All right, where were we? We were.
You can imagine anything. You thought it was.
You can imagine anything.
Go off hope and say that it was real, but it was fake.
Wait. Okay. So it was fake. You Can Imagine Anything is not a title.
That's such a funny. That's so funny, man.
I'm lost here, man. The next one's pretty difficult. A Small Boy's Mistake. Fuck.
What could it have been?
Why are these so hard?
What could a small boy's mistake have been?
I mean, it sounds like something we said in passing.
But you don't remember a story that it would have been associated
no.
with?
No. I mean...
A Small Boy's Mistake.
I really feel
mistake.
Like this is not a title. A Small Boy's Mistake.
Because it would have... Knowing us... knowing us, it would have been like we're talking about a movie. Like Super 8 or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And the all the chain events in the movie would
like,
have been...
Yeah.
Because of A Small Boy's Mistake.
Right.
But I don't remember that conversation.
But it feels like something where it'd be like, yeah, it was a... You know, the kid made a mistake. It was a small boy's mistake.
Yeah.
Sounds like something we would say or have said.
Jurassic Park was a small boy's mistake.
Yeah. I'm going to say A Small Boy's Mistake is not an episode title.
I agree with you.
Yes. Yay! Nice. How about that?
Small Boy's Mistake.
Sorry, you suck.
Number 18
out of 23. We're almost there, dude.
Trillions of Tic Tacs is the title.
Yeah.
It totally is.
But it's gonna be something like
I was billions. There's other Tic Tac ones in here?
Number 3 was a
quadrillion
Tic Tac.
Can we say we got that one right?
Did we get that one wrong?
That was a real title.
Oh, right. Wait. So then a trillion
Tic Tacs. So important to know if we got that one right.
So trillions of Tic Tacs can't be a title. There's no way we did.
Let's call this episode Trillions of Tic Tacs.
A trillion, let's call it no matter what. Let's call it Trillions of Tic Tacs, yeah, even man. If it is an episode title.
Yeah.
Dude. I'm going to say that's not a title. Mike?
What is it again?
Trillions of Tic Tacs.
There's something about my gut that says maybe, but it's super contingent upon whether we got the last one right.
We did.
So
quadrillion was correct. And we got it.
So you're saying we didn't name another episode Millions of Tic Tacs.
Trillions. Trillions.
Trillions.
Yeah, I don't think we did. I don't think we did.
Which is exactly what somebody who put this one at 18 would want us to think.
Yeah. Oh, it could be. So you're thinking it's a red herring. What? It's mind games. Yeah, is it mind games?
So funny to get this one wrong. I feel like there's actually stakes on this one.
Thanks. I'm saying no, man. Okay. I got a really good feeling it's
I'm
no.
I'm with you. No. Put your thumb back in that, man.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.